The U.S. House of Representatives passed new COVID-19 relief legislation that drops some restrictions to receiving aid, like requiring a social security number. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano spoke to a Nevada resident who was ineligible for federal aid in the first go-around due to her husband's immigration status and is awaiting the Senate's decision.
The couple's story I'm going to share with you won't include their names or their location in order to protect them from retaliation. They live in Nevada in a small farm, which started off with 5 goats, a couple chickens, and a few horses. Their roots come from different parts of the world. His are from Mexico, and hers are from America. But their union is interlocked with a common language, Spanish. It's her second language, but sometimes she feels like it's her first.
I speak Spanish so well that I don't even think when I speak Spanish. I've been speaking it for so long, so sometimes I can't think of the word in English. I can think of it better in Spanish.
Soon enough, she found herself running a successful local business with her husband. After their marriage, they filed paperwork to start her husband's path to gain U.S. citizenship. Her husband is working to become a legal permanent resident. Before COVID-19, they were expecting an immigration appointment next year, but now they're not too sure when that will be. This isn't the only way the pandemic affected her family. She and her husband filed joint taxes, so her husband has an IRS tax identification number, and because of this, she did not qualify for federal grant assistance through the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, or the CARES Act.
It really hurts going back to just not even the money, but the fact that I don't count as a citizen, because that's what it feels like. I don't count. Vote. I'm required to pay taxes. We just want to be treated like everyone else.
As for her husband, she says he knows his situation, so he's not in this country trying to get anything for free. So she didn't receive her stimulus check and didn't receive funding for her U.S.-born child either. She's an independent contractor and has struggled getting unemployment insurance benefits.
I haven't worked since March. My job is travel. There is no work for me right now. And right now we're set up. We can probably make it through May. And then I don't know what we're going to do because I'm also not getting unemployment.
But things are changing. The Nevada Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation will now offer a new temporary federal relief program called Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, which will help 1099 contract workers gain insurance benefits. Now her dream home is full of more than 40 chickens, several horses, and multiple goats. She's working with her child to finish school via distance learning and hoping to plant a garden.
I've come to accept it now that I'm not the only person who's in my situation. I have found that there are doctors, lawyers, nurses who are in the same situation, teachers, who are not receiving the stimulus simply because of who they're married to.
She is one in 1.2 million Americans who were originally ineligible for federal funding during the COVID-19 pandemic, according to the Migration Policy Institute. Families like hers are waiting to see if the Senate will approve the new relief package that would include them. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.